I feel like I need to eat my own words a little bit lately when it comes to close-up filters. I've often said here on the blog that I'm not a big fan of using my plus 10 filter. I see it as kind of the close-up equivalent of shooting at f1.8 all the time. You shouldn't – well, I don't want to say you shouldn't, but I don't like to do it because there's trade-offs that happen. And I don't really like those trade-offs. I think stopping down your aperture a little bit can make better photos most of the time. And I think the same logic applies to using close-up filters. When you get too close to something, some of the trade-offs are a depth of field that's way too shallow and unwieldy and doesn't really produce pleasing results and less sharpness in your photos and all these other things. But here, man, this photo, it came out so good in so many ways. And I hope you don't mind me saying so. I'm not trying to trumpet my own horn here, but I'm really pleased with how this turned out. And as usual, it was kind of an accident. I was walking across campus, I think from classroom building. If I remember, I was at a meeting? I don't remember, but it was gently raining and kind of that overcast, misty, drizzly weather that happens sometimes. And I walked past this thing here, which was just south of the Mass Sciences building, whatever this plant is, I don't know, but there was this tiny little tuft of these red tendrils and white feather. I don't know what it is. Look, I'm no botanist. I don't know what this is, but whatever it is, it was cool looking. It was like the size of a penny. And I thought, man, I want a picture of that. And it's got these drops of precipitation on it. So I busted out my D750, had my 50mm lens, plus 4 filters, shot a few pictures and thought, no, that's not right. I thought, I know what shot I'm looking for and I know what equipment and settings I need to get the shot I want. So I put that plus 10 filter on because I knew exactly what I was going for. I controlled my aperture and my shutter speed and I wanted to get this shot that you see here, and I got this shot. And that's one of the most incredible things about this years-long journey, this photographic journey I'm continuing to be on, is that I'm much better now about knowing how to control my camera, my gear, my settings, whatever it might be, to get the shot that I want, that I'm seeing in my mind. And that's what happened here. I didn't even have to crop this photo all that much. I did just a little bit. But for the most part, what you see here is what I was going for. And it's so nice when you get that feeling that it's not just all a happy accident. Like a couple weeks ago, I posted a picture of a pink flower with a little spider escaping from it, and I said it was a happy accident. Those are nice, and I like those happy accidents, but it's also really nice when you can get the shot that you're going for. And I like how sharp this is. If you zoom into 100%, you'll see that the little strands, the little white strands coming off of all these pink tendrils, they're really sharp right in the center. You got these sharp drops of dew or precipitation or whatever it is, whatever you call it. And it just works out so well on a lot of levels. And I see this photo as evidence of my own growth as a photographer. And I look back to shots like this that I tried to take years ago and failed at because I didn't know what to do. I didn't have the right equipment, didn't know what to do for my settings. And to me, this is kind of a bit of reassurance that I'm doing something right, because this photo worked out and I made the photo that I was hoping to make. So there you go. I hope you like it. I hope you find it interesting. And to be honest, the gear required to take this is not that expensive. And if you want to take macro shots, I guess all you need is an Olo clip for your phone, like my cousin Beth does, who I've mentioned many times in the blog. It's like a $50 accessory for your iPhone. You can take pictures like this, or you can get close-up filters or a macro lens or whatever you want. Kind of the sky's the limit in terms of gear. But to get something like this, it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. And it's so cool when you can think of a shot and go out and get it just like how you wanted it.